Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
I'm Bob Soucy for Patriots Today. Since entering their first encounter with the Patriots, in which New England rallied at home for a 30-23 victory, the New York Jets endured a 1-4 stretch before recovering to win their last four games. Propelled into playoff contention, the 9-5 Jets currently trail Kansas City and Pittsburgh for the AFC wildcard spots and find themselves in a must-win situation this weekend. We know they're desperate, and as Matthew Slater reminds us, the Jets are talented too.
This is a very good football team, and you look at them on film, and, you know, stats can be deceiving, but if you look at some of the statistics, this team reminds you a lot of us. So this is a big game for them. They're playing as well as anybody in this league right now. Obviously, we both feel like we need this game, so this is a huge game, and this is what this year, this time of year is all about.
Just like the first time around, the Pats are prepared to go against a playmaking defense that's totaled 34 sacks and 28 takeaways. It's a secondary populated by high-priced free agents, headlined by Darrell Revis. Yet it's unheralded second-year cornerback Marcus Williams, who leads New York with 6 interceptions. Meanwhile, a more familiar foe up front, Muhammad Wilkerson, sets the pace with a dozen sacks.
Big, fast, athletic. He's got power, he's got quickness, hard to block, good motor. They got a good, everybody on the defensive line's good. They're hard to block. I mean, they're all good. They're all productive. You can't just gear towards one guy. There's too many guys. So they're physical, very strong.
On offense, 11th-year quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick has continued to enjoy a career year, passing for 1,200-plus yards with a 10-to-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio during the Jets' current winning streak. The usual, he's thrown often to top targets Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker, as well as three others who sat out in New York's earlier visit to Foxborough, wide receivers Kenbrell Tompkins, Quincy Inunua, and running back Bilal Powell.
I feel like they have threats on, you know, from perimeter to inside. You know, their outside receivers, their inside receivers are good threats, you know. Have a great scheme for, you know, a certain team they play. And, you know, overall we have to find ways to stop their best players.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.